finance and economics.
Buttonwood, the mob and the machine. How social media might have broken the stock market.
Sometimes efficiency is obvious. On a production line for, say, chocolatey treats, it is a series of whirring, specialised machines busy enrobing a biscuit in caramel, covering it in chocolate, and drying, packing and stacking the product. For an office worker communicating with colleagues, it probably involves email. In both cases, the process has been made more efficient by technology. Across almost all industries, the story since the Industrial Revolution has been one of tech boosting efficiency. A new paper by Cliff Asness, an illustrious quantitative investor, suggests the stock market is an exception, a case that holds appeal today given the market madness of August and the recent rollercoaster ride in the stock of Nvidia, a tech giant. The reason for the stock market's exceptional status is in part because market efficiency differs from production line efficiency. An efficient market is one where prices reflect all information, according to Eugene Farmer, a Nobel Prize-winning economist and Mr. Asness's PhD advisor. In the 1990s, electronic trading was the norm. But it was a far cry from the nanosecond version that today dominates. There is also now more information about any stock, which is disseminated more quickly. Speed, competition, and greater information have clearly enhanced efficiency in one way. They have brought down the cost of trading. The trouble is that speed is not precision. It's hard to imagine new information doesn't impact stock prices faster than in the past, and that is a kind of efficiency, writes Mr. Asness. But speed doesn't imply the level of prices before or after the new information was particularly accurate. Indeed, he points to evidence that accuracy has fallen. One source of evidence is so-called value spreads, which compare what investors pay for the priciest stocks to what they pay for the cheapest. The simplest version just looks at the price of a firm compared with its book value, what it would be worth if it were sold for parts. Using this measure, value spreads were stable between the 1950s and the 1990s, before spiking ahead of the dot-com crash. They have since climbed steadily over the past 20 or so years to near all-time highs. The flaw with this measure is that it can be skewed by a changing market makeup. Tech firms tend to have higher price-to-book ratios than banks, for instance. Another more sophisticated measure devised by Mr. Asness includes all kinds of definitions of value by comparing prices with earnings, forecast future earnings, cash flows, and so on, and only compares firms within an industry. This shows a similar trend. However things are cut, it is much harder to find a reason why investors are willing to pay today's prices. Mr. Asness suggests three explanations for the puzzle. One is that two decades of low interest rates messed with measures of value in a way that has been hard to capture. This argument is easier to dismiss now, with rates back at positive real levels than it was in the 2010s. A second is that index funds, which buy and hold the whole market, have crowded out smart investment. Imagine the market before such funds was made up of sharks, informed investors, and minnows, dumb money. If sharks had given up and opted for index funds, indexing might have made it harder for pros to push prices in wise directions. The third argument is the most compelling. Social media produces mobs, or as Mr. Asness puts it, instantaneous, gamified, cheap 24-hour trading on your smartphone after getting all your biases reinforced by exhortations on social media from randos and grifters with vaguely not-safe-for-work or NSFW pseudonyms. What could possibly go wrong? This is an idea that resonates with others. For whatever reasons, markets now exhibit far more casino-like behaviour than they did when I was young. The casino now resides in many homes and daily tempts the occupants, Warren Buffett has mused. As Mr. Asness readily admits, he is talking his own book. Value spreads inform his investments. Given they keep becoming more inexplicable, his returns have not been stellar of late. A world in which the investing masses are making big errors should, in theory, be a good one for sharks. However, there is one big challenge, whether they can hold their nerve in the face of obvious chaos. Nvidia, which is one of the most valuable and most closely watched firms in the world, shed 10% of its value, $280 billion, on September 3rd. The cause? A softish manufacturing data release.